Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was over 50 years ago now that, many of you know, my favorite Christmas program first aired. I watch it every year. A Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie wondering what Christmas was all about. Well, a man who lived long before Linus gave Charlie the answer. Indeed, long before any of the excitement that is part of our Christmas celebrations. In fact, long before Christmas was even celebrated at all, this man told us, 60 years or so after Jesus was born, the Apostle Paul wrote, "The grace of God has appeared." The grace of God. All of the traditions and the celebrations that we enjoy so much, the joyous carols, the exchanging of cards and gifts, the decorating, the putting up of trees, the gatherings with family, with friends, all of these things, they are wonderful, of course. We might complain now and then about how hectic things are this time of year, how much things cost, but even so, we eagerly look forward to this intrusion into our lives. But take them all away, and they will be taken away. Children grow, they move away, have traditions and families of their own. Age slows you down. Everything changes over time. But take them all away, and there is still what Paul says. The grace of God has appeared. Jesus, he is God's grace. His unsought, unasked for, undeserved, and yet gladly given gift from God. Gift of love, of mercy, of blessing. What does this all mean for you? Just imagine traveling to a much anticipated Christmas gathering. And when you arrive, knocking at the door, and you're greeted, the door opens, and the person who opens the door says, "I don't know you," and slams the door in your face. You will take a great trip one day. We all know this. There are lots of people not here tonight because they have passed away. One day, we will all die. We know this. And the people and the places and the events and the things of this life will all be gone. Death will take you to, well, to heaven, right? We hope. Yeah, God's heaven. God's dwelling place, God, who is great and holy, who is the eternal opponent and enemy of all sin, all wrongdoing, all that is evil. He dwells there. It's his home. And if you knock at that door in your sin, unlike him, he will not know you. "Depart from me into the outer darkness." That will be what you hear. May this never be. God has worked so very hard to make sure that indeed it never be. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. Salvation. This is what God has brought to you at Christmas. Salvation. How should we think of this, understand this? Well, there's another great holiday movie, Miracle on 34th Street. I'm sure you've all seen it. Set in New York City in 1946, right after World War II. The story of an unusual Santa at Macy's department store. There's a scene in that movie which, although it doesn't say this, really gives a good picture of salvation. A mother brings her daughter to see Santa. And as Santa greets her, Mom says, "Well, I'm sorry, she doesn't speak English. She's Dutch. She had been living in an orphanage in Rotterdam. We just adopted her." Understand what that means. This little girl, for most of her life, had known fear and terror. Her country had been overrun by the Nazis in 1940. Rotterdam was bombed and burned. Bullets, bombs, maimed bodies, destruction, death, they were everywhere. And then she lived under Nazi rule. Until in 1944, the Allies invaded, and again, battles were everywhere, swirling around her. And this poor little girl ended up losing her parents, her family, alone in an orphanage in a devastated country. And then, loving parents snatched her away from all of that. They brought her into their own family. It's now her family. They brought her to peaceful and prosperous New York City. Salvation. And when she met Santa, he even spoke Dutch. Her own language. Her life was so new and blessed. In Jesus, God has brought you a salvation that is infinitely greater than that. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation. The holy and the eternal God, he's not in the heavens, unreachable, unknown, mysterious, a frightening judge. He has come down into our flesh. He speaks our language. But has he really come to you? To me. We are lowly and poor in our sinful wrongdoing. Most of us aren't Jewish. Certainly not related to Joseph and Mary family. Well, when a baby is born, who is the news given to? It's given to family, right? First, given to family. Listen to the voice of God's holy angel. I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all people. To you is born the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He was born for you, and so you are family, as were the shepherds who first heard that good news. Jesus, our great God and Savior, he was born for you. He is your brother. In him, God has pulled you out of the devastation that sins, including your own, have caused. He's pulled you out of this broken and so often angry and hate-filled world. He brings you into his own family. The Almighty, eternal God is your very Father, and you can call him so. Life in his heaven is yours. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. In Jesus, your life is new. So live it in a new way. Living new for God. A new life with God. Now, it is also what Christmas is all about. St. Paul says, our great God and Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. You know, just a few days, all the trappings of Christmas, the decorations, so many things, they'll all be put away, except for some new clothes, toys, gadgets. No sign of Christmas will seem to remain. The most important gift you have received, as I told the children, as you know, is the incredible gift of God's Son. It costs you nothing. It is truly gift, but it cost Jesus his very life, for he came to redeem you. A word that means purchase, to purchase you for God by taking your sins on himself, making himself accountable for them, paying the price for them by his death on a cross. So now you are God's. Honor him. Honor him and your Father who gave you his Son. Honor him by how you live. And how is that? In Jesus, God trains us, Paul says, to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. If you believe that God indeed gave his Son for you, came down into your flesh, bore your sins, and died for you on the cross, then you cannot be ungodly. You can't think and live as if God has no part of your life, really, is distant, not really caring about who you are and what you do. He has bound himself to you in the flesh of his Son. By faith, you are bound to him. Such a Savior surely is worthy of you honoring him by an obedient and faithful life, honoring him by your worship and praise, and on more than just this night. To not faithfully worship your Savior, to not live for him, is to be ungodly. And the ungodly are not family. There's a simple way, a simple image, really, to keep in mind to help you to understand what living for God is all about. It's an image that's contained in Paul's few words to Titus. He says, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation and training us to live godly lives while waiting for our blessed hope. Training us. Think of a train. Being on a train, heading toward a wonderful destination. God has put you on a train that is heading toward his heaven, his glorious heaven. So stay on it. Don't jump off by following your own ideas, what you think is good and right. Listen to your Lord's words. Take them to heart as the shepherds did. Let the Lord Jesus guide your life. And he will carry you through this life. Carry you through all of the temptations and sorrows and sins and failures of this life. Carry you through to his eternal life in heaven, where you will see the glory of God. See it even greater than the shepherds did. The blessed hope that awaits us. The fulfillment of Christmas. the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation and training us to live godly lives while waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to our newborn King. In the name of Jesus, amen.